This podcast was recorded on Wednesday, May 22nd in Freeman High School and is made for viewers like you. Do we have a chance to change our lives? Is there such thing as resurrection? Hi, I'm Nicholas Safinski.
And I'm Hayden Bone.
And I'm Jack Troutman.
Today we will be looking at resurrection and where it is found in the world. The definition of resurrection in a literal sense is someone or something coming back from the dead. On a figurative level, it's beliefs or ideas that come back over time.
In order to explore these topics further, we interviewed Miss Curry, a history teacher at Freeman who teaches world history, AP European history, and government. In the next segment, the idea of samsara is mentioned, which according to the Encyclopedia Britannica is a process of death and rebirth. People come back to life and are given a chance to be someone different than they were.
Many people see resurrection only achieved through death, but as Ms. Curry says, it can be found on a smaller scale.
How do you feel about reincarnation and resurrection based off what you've learned? Do you think it's plausible or?
I really like it. I personally don't practice an Eastern religion. I practice a more Western religion. But I do try to apply some of the principles of the Eastern religions to my daily life, especially in, and we've already talked about Buddhism, but especially in Buddhism, Buddhists believe that samsara, that constant being reborn, that is exhausting for a soul, right? Like that's really tiring. That would be, you know, especially if you're reincarnated 10, 15 years old. You know, of course, you don't remember your previous life. But so what Buddhists try to do is follow the Eightfold Path of Enlightenment. Yeah. And that might, and that's hard to do. But some of the things on the Eightfold Path that I think kind of work with the theme of resurrection, even if it's not to do with reincarnation, but Buddhists believe that on the Eightfold Path, it's a journey towards enlightenment. And like, so Buddhists believe in right actions. Like all your actions need to be good and positive and right. All your speech needs to be good and positive. Right? So everything you say, everything you do, and kind of in a way, a person could kind of resurrect their self, yeah, even during their current life. Right. Cause if you choose positivity, that's to me, and this is me personally, right. But to me, that's a better way of living. Right. And Buddhists even believe like not just right action and right speech, but also right thought, which I think would be really hard.
So instead of sacrificing the body, people can resurrect themselves through small changes in their lives.
A person does not have to be physically reborn to be resurrected. The mind and the personality can be resurrected in one's lifetime. So you think that people believe in resurrection because it gives them like a sense of security that if they're not happy with their life, that if they do well, they can be reborn into something greater.
Right. You could at any stage in your life, at your age, at 18 years old, about to graduate, you're going to be able to resurrect yourself, so to speak, in college, right? If you don't like the person, not that, and I'm sure y'all are all wonderful gentlemen, right? But if there's something about who you are at Freeman, you can go to college and be whoever you want to be, right? And that's a really cool thing. Yeah. And I think that's like, it gives you a lot of freedom.
Mrs. Curry says people can change who they are. By changing what they do or how they act, a person can metaphorically resurrect themselves.
With Ms. Curry talking about people finding hope and peace from being able to become someone new, certain religions believe in this idea. As stated in the Institute for Creation Research, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism all believe in bodily resurrection. For those following one of these certain religions, they see the idea and feel at peace because that means they can be forgiven of their sins and become someone new. According to Neuroscience News, cells in the brain of a pig, which had died, were observed to function on a very basic level after scientists performed a special test. Can we bring back entire animals or humans with technology in the future?
Embodied this resurrection, like I saw this article about pigs being almost reincarnated by science.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. I think that science, you know, with a, it's tough to talk about,
yeah,
to know, like, moral and ethically,
yeah,
like, where,
yeah,
where you
definitely
want science to go. But I think science certainly has the ability to create life and when it didn't previously.
Ultimately, we learned a lot about resurrection. People believe in it as a chance for new life. Whether or not literal resurrection is real, we believe people have the chance to change who they are. Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new.